I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the 3D FFL Season 3 Championship episode. And we are here with yours truly, none other than the 3D FFL Season number 3 champion, Dylan Turpin. Who wants the smoke? Nobody wanted the smoke when it came to the playoffs. Dylan, what's up? Welcome to the platform. We are happy to have you here. Say what's up to everybody.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm glad to be on. What a season we had this year. My team just was hot at the end, you know?
And sometimes that's all it takes. Sometimes all it takes is being right at the right time. You know, at the end, it comes down to little small moves. It comes down to waiver wire pickups. It comes down to, you know, who's on a hot streak. Are you able to bench big names for smaller names? If I'm not mistaken, you had Ladd McConkey in your lineup, did you not?
I sure did. He was huge for me at the end of the season this year.
Huge for you at the end of the season.
Yeah, but between him and Bucky Irvin, I think that was the two keys for me this year at the end of the playoffs.
Okay.
The two rookies.
Bucky Irvin actually had a tremendous season with Baker. And then Baker.
Oh, man, I loved him. And, you know, just to think, he was, I'm pretty sure I looked at this, he was my week one waiver wire pickup.
Was he? Baker Mayfield?
Yes, yeah. He absolutely was huge for me this year.
Wow. Wow, that is a big turn of events considering the fact that he led you through the playoffs, did he not?
He did. I had David Montgomery, and he got hurt week one of the playoffs. McConkey was huge for me because C.D. Lamb got hurt, so.
Yep.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely. My gosh.
Those two guys were huge for me.
Oh, my gosh. The things that it sounds like you already had to overcome, just hearing the first 2 minutes of us even talking, it is going to be quite the spin to run back through your championship run. And that is basically what we're spending this episode on and this segment on, is Dylan Turpin, who wants to smoke the championship run for season number 3. And I look forward to it, man. That being said, let's get into the Wingstop playoff bracket presented by Wingstop, where we will dissect and analyze the championship run by Dylan Turpin, who wants to smoke for the 3D FFL Season 3 Championship. We got the winner's bracket in round 1. As you know, guys, we are only talking winner's bracket. We are only talking matchups from the winner's bracket. This is where everybody collided. Dylan, this is where the crescendo of everything happened. There is a lot of competitive teams this year. There's a lot of teams that could have made it into the playoffs. I believe there was a tie that kept two competitive teams out of the playoffs. So,
from top to bottom, our league was really deep this year. Like there was not much separation, to be honest with you.
Not very much. Even the final teams, the teams that kind of placed there at the end caught a couple bad breaks. Whether it's injury, it happens every year. You know, a lot of them were projected fairly high on the projected power rankings, just to kind of go on those slides like we talked about in the group chat. You know, we had superlatives for the year. If I'm not mistaken, the longest losing streak was Gus, and it was 6 games. Something like that is hard to overcome, whether it's injury, whether it's your players not performing up to what they should be. So many things go wrong. So many things happen. Dylan Turpin, you are entering into the playoffs at the 5 seed, at 8-6. Personally, give me 8-6 in the 5 seed all day. There's something about it. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Every championship I've ever won has been 8-6. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is. The 5 seed, the 4 seed, I'll take those all day. That's where you were standing. We're going to talk, as I said, we're going to talk about the winner's bracket. In the number 1 seed, we had the chosen one, Terrence Pryor. Give me a second. Let me take my gum out because I don't want bad radio for you guys. We had number one, the chosen one, Terrence Pryor at 10-4, clinching the number one seed, the bye spot, the number one bye spot in wild card weekend. The number two bye spot was claimed by yours truly, the 3DFFL at 9-5. And we had our two wild card matchups of the weekend, which was the number three spot and the number six spot, Kyle Orton Memorial in the three at 9-5, and Prison Mike Squad in the six at 8-6. And then we had, of course, the matchup that would inevitably and ultimately take us to the championship and lead us to season three's champion, the number five seed and the number four seed, Who Wants to Smoke, Dylan Turpin at 8-6, taking on the number four seed, Drinking from the Cup at 8-6 as well, Michael McMahon. So out of these two matchups, we're going to go with the 3-6 first. That way we can save yours for later. We can build the suspense a little bit more. I know you're dying to talk about it. I can hear the excitement in your voice, Dylan. Once we get to it, we will spend as much time on it as you want. I can't wait to hear your opinions on the other matchups. We can even talk about, we'll look at the lineups for the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, and for the 3DFFL, and we can look at those, get your opinions, and have fun with it. We got one matchup to talk about today, so we got some time to kill. So in round number one, we had the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, with the first bye. Go ahead and click on that one for me, Dylan, and we will talk about the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, with the 126.42 points. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, had standout performances from Jahmyr Gibbs. Let's talk about lineups here. I'm just going to read out the lineup. Dylan, you can go ahead and give me your opinion on their performances this week, their performances throughout the year, whatever the case may be. After his bye week, once we get into the matchups, we'll discuss his standouts. So, the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, on the way to the number one seed, he had Russell Wilson at quarterback, Jahmyr Gibbs at running back one, Aaron Jones at running back two, A.J. Brown at wide receiver one, Tyreek Hill at wide receiver two, Trey McBride in the tight end, Brian Robinson Jr. in the flex. Defense and special teams was San Francisco's defense and special teams, and then his kicker was Chris Boswell. Yeah, just had to make sure that was the right name. But Dylan, what did you think about the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor's year? What did you think about his matchup? Well, not his matchup, but his lineup as a total.
Honestly, man, he had such a deep team this year. I would have loved to have my hands on Jahmyr Gibbs this year. What a season he had. I feel like next year he's going to be like probably in the top six or seven picks next year. Aaron Jones had a heck of a season this year, looking back at it, actually. His team was really deep. A.J. Brown was here. Tyreek Hill kind of had a disappointing year for him this year, definitely. Honestly.
Yeah.
As tight ends go, there's not many better than Trey McBride. He's really consistent. He has a really good squad. You know, if I'm going to be honest, quarterback play wasn't great for him this year. I feel like the quarterback was really his big weakness this year, which actually, and we'll talk about it here after a while. I had some quarterback issues of my own with
so did I.
Mahomes had a disappointing year this year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Until I made the Baker Mayfield trade. But no, his team's really good, you know.
So Baker Mayfield, you picked before we get into it. Real lightly, let's touch on Baker Mayfield. Real lightly, you picked him up through waiver, or you picked him up through trade?
I picked him up through trade.
Through yes, trade. Sir. Okay. We're gonna talk about that because I love me some Baker May, boys.
I think that was the move that really, really, honestly was big for me this year.
It might have won it for you. I mean,
it could have. You know, I also got Ladd McConkey through trade as well.
Those moves,
I think, was big for me.
Oh my gosh! And they said that there is no valuable trades happening in the 3DFFL this year.
we'll talk about this later.
We will.
If you look at my starting lineup in the championship, I only had two guys I drafted in my starting lineup. So I was making a lot of moves this year because I didn't like where I was halfway through the season. I think I had a losing record.
That is absolute.
So I had to be aggressive.
That is an absolute display of aggression in the trade process. And like you said, we're going to talk about it. We are dissecting this run deeply. So, the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, guys, had the first round bye. We are talking about his lineup. The number two seed. This one's gonna be a little harder to talk about, but here we are. The 3D double FL guys. We had Matt Stafford going into the playoffs at quarterback. One of the toughest things that I had to watch, felt like a slow bleed, as everybody knows. I did not get to the championship, so I am not who we are talking about today. But Matt Stafford at quarterback, Saquon Barkley at running back, a pleasure to watch. I think he should win MVP or should have won MVP. I don't know if they've done it. Have they done it?
They haven't yet, I don't think.
Haven't yet.
And I agree with you, by the way, on that.
Saquon needs to be MVP. I don't care. I mean, I know it's a quarterback-driven award. That's all cool. I understand. Do what you got to do. Saquon Barkley was the best NFL football player this year, in my opinion.
Amazing this year.
Absolutely. And then he had the back hurdle to, you know, to go along with it. But Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson.
Your Barkley-Henry duo, that was scary this year. I got to be honest with you.
It was fun to watch. I'll tell you what, Derrick Henry with a career year in Baltimore as well. It was fun to have. I got a lot of trade offers for Derrick Henry.
Oh, I guarantee
you. And none of them were worth what Derrick Henry was doing this year. Derrick Henry is usually a player who starts a little bit slow at first and then picks it up in the middle towards the end. Oh, yeah. This year, he was on an absolute tear, but when I needed him the most, he faltered for me, and we will talk about that once we get into the matchups a little bit. But all right, guys, so we had Jerry Jeudy, Derrick Henry, as we talked about, at running back number two, Jerry Jeudy at wide receiver one, paired with Jordan Addison, Travis Kelce at tight end, Darnell Mooney at the flex. Defense and special teams at was Pittsburgh's defense and special teams. And then my kicker was, don't know his name, Chad Ryland. Shout out to Chad Ryland for getting me through the playoffs, at least until the second round. So,
go. He actually had two really good weeks for you, 15 and 16.
Yes, he did.
15.
Yep. So, go ahead and just your opinion on the lineup, Dylan, and we'll move forward to the first matchup.
Jerry Jeudy was a real surprise this year. He was 10th in receiver for fantasy per points. Like, that's amazing, honestly.
Very good year.
What's that?
Very good year for Jerry Jeudy.
Travis Kelce was, I mean, he didn't have the year he's had in years past, but he was really, well, actually, at the end of the season, he did get week 17, but, you know, he was consistent this year. Your team was really, really deep. Like I said before, your running back duo, I mean, I don't think there's a better duo in the fantasy than that duo right there. Quarterback play wasn't great or consistent at times, but top to bottom, you had a really good team. Mooney had some really good games this year. I mean, you had a pretty good squad, man. Really good squad.
So, guys, in translation for Dylan Turpin, I was riding Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley all year long to exactly where it was that I was going and where I got. Matt Stafford was atrocious. I was too scared to play Drake May in the playoffs. We'll talk about that here in a second.
Well, and also something, you know, this year, there really wasn't many good quarterbacks on waivers.
Not at all.
I looked through it because throughout the season, I had to make, let me look here. I don't want to say this wrong. I think, let's see here. Okay, I did get Bo Nix, who ended up being a good waiver claim, a quarterback. But yeah, I was looking through waivers for quarterback too, because I didn't have good quarterback play for a lot of the season.
I think so, Bo Nix and Baker Mayfield, maybe Baker, might have been two of the best waiver claims this year in fantasy football throughout leagues, wherever they are.
Yeah, yes, they had good season. Quarterback play this year, you know, in my opinion, there was a a big four, if you will, a quarterback. Like if you had Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and who's the other one? Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson,
Joe Burrow.
And Joe Burrow, yeah, those three. If you had those three, you would set quarterback. And you know, something I'm going to talk about later, Baker was top three in the playoff weeks in fantasy points per game. So he outproduced some of those guys. But, yeah, if you had those three, you would set at the quarterback position.
And there is a lot of teams who did the same. Josh Allen with an absolute phenomenal season.
Oh, my goodness.
Pat Mahomes underperforming, as we talked about.
He was a bust for me this year, if I'm going to be honest, where I drafted them.
Yeah, and too many quarterbacks with 17 points, but not enough to overcome players like Josh Allen, yeah. Lamar Jackson, etc. Another thing I want to say about my lineup, I want to blame it on, you know, not having the time. I got a lot of other stuff going on. And even though that is the reason, I didn't have time, or I wasn't able to, or the actuality, I was scared to trade my one of my tight ends, didn't know which one to do it, fell in love with the two tight end system, and it got me through most of the season, I'm not going to lie. We were winning games on the backs of Travis Kelce and Kyle Pitts. Held on to them too long, didn't make enough of an effort to trade. I needed a quarterback. I needed a wide receiver. Didn't have the guts to do it. I thought those four players would get me through the year. And my team absolutely fell apart towards the end. So, anyways, enough of my, you know, pain and trauma. So, moving on to the first wild card matchup, first wild card weekend matchup. We are talking about Kyle Orton Memorial and Prison Mike Squad, who had their own kind of little, you know, exciting playoff run as well. Well, actually, Kyle Orton did. Prison Mike Squad 105.24, 175.68 for Kyle Orton Memorial. Kyle Orton Memorial convincingly taking that W. We're not going to talk about numbers, Dylan. We've talked about it. So I just want your opinion on the two lineups, and go ahead and comment on the matchup as well.
Points that week, St. Brown 37. Like, I really feel bad for Prison Mike Squad that week.
Yeah.
You know,
that was tough to overcome.
I mean, the Atlanta Falcons defense got 21 fantasy points. That's incredible what a week he had.
There is some, man, 175.68 points in the first round of the playoffs. To obliterate your way to the second round, I would have been confident. Kevin Kloss came on the podcast, talked about his team was a bunch of smoke and mirrors. I think he made a lot of good waiver moves there towards the end. And then, of course, Josh Allen and Amon-Ra St. Brown had a lot to say about a lot of things going on throughout the year. And then he talked about streaming defenses. So, guys, the lineups that we were talking about, Sam Darnold at quarterback for Prison Mike Squad, Najee Harris at the running back one, Chase Brown at running back two, who had a great year, Nico Collins, wide receiver one, Khalil Shakir at wide receiver two, Juwan Johnson at tight end, Jaxon Smith-Njigba in the flex, New York Giants defense and special teams, and Cameron Dicker, the kicker, at kicker. For Kyle Orton Memorial, Kevin Kloss, we had Josh Allen at quarterback, who we just talked about with those massive games in the playoffs where if you had him, man, it was hard to lose. DeAndre Swift at running back one, Rico Dowdle at running back number two, Puka Nacua at wide receiver, Amon-Ra St. Brown at the wide receiver two. Again, somebody we talked about, if you had him, he was somebody who was performing, especially in the playoffs. Mark Andrews at tight end, Garrett Wilson in the flex, Atlanta's defense, and Will Lutz at kicker. Great game. As everybody knows, we had Prison Mike Squad on the podcast. We had Kyle Orton Memorial on the podcast. You guys go check out Podcasters Anonymous on Spotify. That is by our the league's very own, of course, Prison Mike Squad. Not the league's very own. He does his own thing, guys. But you guys go check that out. Matchup number two, and the matchup that we are here to talk about, Dylan Turpin, just in the first segment. So, you know, it's already getting hot and heavy, and we just started. We have Who Wants to Smoke taking on Drinking from the Cup, 135.26 to 123.44. Go ahead and give us your opinion on this matchup, Dylan, and let us know how you felt, what happened, and, you know, how you felt after this game going forward.
Going in this matchup, I was real worried. I mean, between the Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Cooper Kupp trio, I mean, there's not much better than that, even though I remember Cooper Kupp had zero fantasy points, which is crazy.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Because if he had his average, I wouldn't be here right now, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that... We talked about it on one of the episodes of one of them.
It came
down to so little in the playoffs. So little. So many little things. But
absolutely.
But
you know, if that would have happened to me, I would have been so bad too. Like I could just imagine the way he felt after that.
Yeah. then, drinking from the cup. Unfortunately, he showed up without the cup. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. I remember him in our group chat was talking about it. I felt so bad for him.
Yeah. Shout out to Michael McMahon, a good friend of the show. Somebody who's been here with us, as you guys know, everybody who listens for about 8 years now, going on a decade. So shout out to Michael McMahon. That was a tough one to watch. It was a tough one to see. But hey, somebody's misfortunes end up somebody's fortunes. So
isn't that the funny thing about fantasy football? You know, so sometimes you have weeks for guys you don't expect much from. Like you're like, just give me 7 points, give me 8 points, and he comes to get you 20 points. You know, that's fantasy football in a nutshell. It's the playoffs, you never know what's going to happen.
The roller coaster is a real thing when we talk about it. So,
yes, it is.
Moving on to round number two in the playoff bracket. This was, as you guys know, again, the Wingstop playoffs presented by Wingstop. In round two, guys, we were actually getting into the... This is where, you know, the number one, number two seeds, the bye week teams in the wild card weekend got to actually show up and flex their stuff, and we're about to find out what happened. We had the number five seed, Who Wants to Smoke, taking on the number one seed, the chosen one, Terrence Pryor. I can only imagine what that felt like when you found that out. Given how the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, was playing through the rest of the year, and the second matchup, we have Kyle Orton Memorial and the number two seed, the 3DFFL, Kyle Orton Memorial, and the three seed at 9-5, the two seed at 9-5 as well, the 3DFFL. And of course, in that first matchup, the number five seed at 8-6, Who Wants to Smoke, taking on the number one seed, the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, at 10-4. So again, Dylan, as we did in the first one, let's talk about the matchup that doesn't involve you, and then we will spend a little bit more time on yours. The first matchup we're going to talk about, guys, was the number two seed, the 3DFFL, coming off of a bye week, and the number three seed, Kyle Orton Memorial. Kyle Orton Memorial taking the victory, guys, as we know, 123-86 to 110.6 for the 3DFFL. This is tough for me to talk about, guys. Here we are. You know what I'm saying? At least I didn't break out the Robert Mondavi on the show. You know, at least I didn't break out the 1783. I'm doing okay. We got through with it, and you guys will find out why on the other side of this segment. So lose one, you can't win them all. You know what I'm saying? So here we go in this matchup. You know, I'll take over this one since it's mine. Matt Stafford with 6 points. As I said, quarterback let me down. I had on the bench Drake May with 17.44 points. That, you know, so that would have been an extra 11 points. That would have put me at 121 We had Saquon Barkley with 27 points, Derrick Henry 20.9, Jerry Jeudy, after giving me the year that he gave me, 4 points in round two of the playoffs, Jordan Addison with another touchdown, 14.5, Jake Ferguson actually giving me a good game, as opposed to, you know, what I expected from him. Kyle Pitts had already let me down. It was time to jump ship from the two tight end system. Kyle Pitts was unplayable at the end of the year. Jake Ferguson stepped in, 6 catches, 40 yards for 10 points. You know, I was grateful for it. Pittsburgh's defense with 0 points didn't help. Darnell Mooney, 13.2 points in the flex. And of course, as we talked about, let me learn his name, Chad Ryland with 15 points. Doing his best to overcome the defense and specialty woes and the quarterback woes and the wide receiver woes, unfortunately. But on my bench, I did not have a lot more going on. So, tip of the hat to Kyle Orton Memorial. And, you know, hey, the better team won this week. And I tried my Jerry Jeudy. Unfortunately, Matt Stafford and my defense are the three things. Because going into this game, I had two other defenses in mind, three possibly as well. One of them being the Dallas Cowboys defense, who scored 17 points this week right here. One of them being Houston Texans defense, who scored 11 points this week. And the other one being, I believe, I don't remember who it was, but they scored, I believe, 8 points. So, you know, any of those teams in there, plus Drake May, make that better decision. We're on to the next one, but it is always hindsight. That's 2020. You can't live in the past. And hey, man, congratulations to Kevin Kloss for moving on in the first matchup. Kevin Kloss had a standout performance from his defense. I only lost to a defense, Dylan. So now I might pop out the Robert Mondavi. Now I might pop open the 1783. Oh my God!
Your two running backs scored 27 and 20, and his two running backs scored 8 and 8, and you still lost.
And I still lost to a defense at that.
A defense, man. Hey, that Falcons defense was good that week. I mean, come on, Josh, you could do more than that.
And you know what he tells me? Smart as smart as he is, it takes that savviness to it. He was playing matchups at the end of the year. The Atlanta Falcons were taking on the New York Giants. New York Giants, worst team in the league. And look what it did.
I think I did that one playoff week. I think I had the team that played the Giants.
Yes, you did also. Mm-hmm. We talked about that last week. Yes, Kevin Kloss. Yeah. Atlanta's defense, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, a fumble recovery, and 7 points allowed for 26 points. Absolutely insane week. But again, man, better team won. Anthony Richardson on the bench with 20 points. Tyjae Spears, 21.6, 20.1 with Gus Edwards. You know, my team just, as I talked about towards the end of the year, never made that trade for a true wide receiver, and never made a trade for a quarterback, which I should have, and I ended up with 3 tight ends. My draft strategy was to draft an extra tight end, trade him when he was hot, and get something out of it. I fell asleep at the wheel, boys. I will take accountability for that one, you know. So here we go to matchup number 2 of round number 2 of the 3DFFL season number 3 championship run for Who Wants to Smoke Dylan Turpin, the number 5 seed at 8-6, taking on the number 1 seed, making it even more impressive knowing how you got there. The number 1 seed chosen one, Terrence Pryor at 10-4. Really missed the opportunity to say taking on the chosen one seed Terrence Pryor at 10-4. But let's go ahead.
You know, the chosen one had a really good roster. This was probably one of my best weeks I ever had this week. I just got to talk about how good Brock Bowers was for me this year. He averaged 15.5 points a game this year, and I drafted him as tight end 10 in our fantasy draft this past year. Like it was unbelievable what he did this year.
It was, and so here we are at the turning of the page where, you know, tight ends like Travis Kelce are starting to kind of hit their decline. We got people like Brock Bowers starting to step into the situation and really, you know, solidifying themselves as at least, he was position ranked number one tight end on the year. Brock yes. Bowers. Was that a waiver claim as well?
No, that was a draft pick. That was one of my two draft picks I had that started my championship game.
Wow.
Him and T. Higgins is the only two I drafted.
A lot of overturn in this in the Who Wants a Smoke lineup going out through the year. And as they say, guys, you don't win a championship through the draft. You know what I mean? So
exactly right. Like, if you have a bad draft, waiver wires can sometimes lead you to a championship. I mean, you got to be smart with those waiver pickups.
Or, as we talked about, trades. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
So let's get into the trades right now. So before we do that, give me 1 second. Before we do that, yeah, let's go through the matchup first, and then we're going to talk about these special, special trades again that you made that got you into the championship. Because, again, continuing to highlight the championship run for the little things that get you through fantasy football championship weekend and or playoff season. So round number two, we had Who Wants the Smoke taking on the chosen one, Terrence Pryor. And with a stunning victory, a stunning upset, 154.52 points to 98.24. Talent beats hard work. I'm sorry, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. I'm just kidding. But, man, standout performances for Who Wants to Smoke: Baker Mayfield, 22.32. James Cook, 27.6, coming into his own over there in Buffalo. As we talked about, Bucky Irving, the rookie, with 18.2. We'll give him the head nod. I'm just going to go ahead and go through the lineup because C.D. Lamb with 17.5. T. Higgins with 19.8. Brock Bowers with 20.9. Ladd McConkey with 14.7. What a performance from your lineup against the best team in the league, where Aaron Rodgers scores 12.84 for the chosen one, Terrence Pryor. Jahmyr Gibbs with a solid game, as we talked about, solid year, 25.4. Aaron Jones, 12.3. AJ Brown, 23.7. Tyreek Hill continuing the steady season of, you know, not what, living up to what we expected from Tyreek Hill, 11.9 points. Trey McBride with 5. Brian Robinson Jr., 2.1, negative 2 from the defense. Tough week for the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, but huge week for Who Wants to Smoke, Dylan Turpin, the number 5 seed taking down the number 1 seed. Dylan Turpin, let's talk about some trades that you made to get into the championship. Go ahead and tell us the player, because you said you had 2 starters in your lineup that you drafted. So everything else must have come from trade waivers. Okay, shout out to that draft pick too. But go ahead and talk about some of the trades or waiver claims that you felt led you here or got you here or helped you get here.
Well, so quarterback was an issue for me this year most of the season because I drafted Patrick Mahomes. And after the injury to, what's our good receiver? Rasheed Rice.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes wasn't the same this year. So I was looking through rosters. I probably made a bunch of trade offers to a bunch of y'all.
Yes, you did. I almost had CeeDee Lamb.
Because I was looking for a quarterback. So I was looking at teams that had good quarterbacks, and I actually traded with Kevin's team for Baker Mayfield.
Ooh.
And Baker ended up being big in the championship game against him.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, when you dissect the story, when you dissect the storyline, it is so much better. And that's what we're here for as a show, and that's what the 3DFFL is all about. It is not about teaching fantasy football. You can learn along the way, but this is about the absolute storylines that are going on the legendary storylines, the instant classic storylines that are happening throughout the, you know, the playoff season, championship weekend, and everything that leads up to that point. So, Baker Mayfield got from Kevin Kloss, ended up meeting him in the championship. That is absolute diabolical work. I just want to say that first of all.
honestly, you know, I think Baker was mad at Kevin, to be honest with you. I don't think he was too happy being his backup, you know.
Okay, that's true. And we're going to talk about, as we talked about just right now, 22.32 points in week number two of the playoffs in round two. What did he score in week number one? Or that week number one was the last time that you used Pat Mahomes with 15.76. Pulling the trigger on benching Pat Mahomes, what went into that? Was it just you saw it coming? He put up 23.7 the next year, but going with Baker Mayfield ultimately and inevitably led you to the championship.
Look, it made me sick doing it because I'm a big Patrick Mahomes fan, but I seen enough of the Chiefs offense, and I was like, man, I just think Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield, there's something about it. And also Baker had some good. Let me go back and look at Baker here. Let's see here. Baker had some really good matchups the last 2 weeks of the season. That really, I think, was huge. He played against the Panthers in the championship game. He had 5 touchdowns against the Panthers.
Absolutely.
And the Dallas Cowboys defense at the end of the season was struggling as well. He had 300 yards and 2 touchdowns in that game. I just like the matchup Baker had.
And speaking of that, I mean, even before when Pat Mahomes gave you 15.7, if you would have pulled him before that, Baker Mayfield was already at 19 points.
He was already doing better. I just couldn't do it at the time. But in the playoffs, you got to make decisions, and Baker was the better quarterback at the time.
Yeah, for sure. And coming off of that 10-point game the week before the playoffs, that would have been a difficult decision to make, to bench Pat Mahomes for Baker Mayfield. But going back to the matchup, this was round number two. As we talked about, 22.32 points, Pat Mahomes giving you 15. That's where you pulled him, and you ended up moving on to round number three with the 154.52 to 98.24 absolute clobbering of the number one team in the league. Impressive. Congratulations. Here we are, guys. Here we are. This is what we're here to talk about. This is what we're here to do. This is here what everybody, or at least me, Dylan Turpin, Kyle Orton Memorial, and the Gifted and Gorgeous team and the 3DFFL team members are here to listen to, because this is championship weekend and this is the championship matchup. We had Who Wants to Smoke, the number 5 seed, clawing his way from 8-6 to the championship matchup, and the number 3 seed, Kyle Orton Memorial, self-proclaimed smoke and mirrors, 9-5, getting there. The matchup, Who Wants to Smoke taking on Kyle Orton Memorial. Dylan, why don't you go ahead and tell us who won that matchup and what the score was?
Well, let me just say first, Clemens team had a really good week, 141 points. Like, most weeks, that will win you.
I mean, I was going to say.
And I got to say, man, Puka Nacua is one of my favorite players in fantasy football. When he's healthy, he is incredible, honestly. Like, I was nervous with the Nacua-St. Brown duo. Like, I was really worried I was going to lose this, especially, and we're going to talk about this, after my kicker got me 0 points on Thursday Night Football.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
He got me 0, and at the time, Kevin's team was projected to win. I was a little worried, honestly. I mean, Kevin's team was incredible. T. Higgins was, the difference. 40 fantasy points, 3 touchdowns. Ladd McConkey with 29. Bucky Irvin with 23. Baker Mayfield, 34. I mean, I just had one of the really good performances from all across the roster. Like, my lowest point. And talk about that. Coach defense, how do you give up 45 points to the Giants?
That's crazy. And that's you matchup streamed. Drew Lock. Drew Lock.
Drew Lock.
Go ahead.
How many Giants that scored 24 points all season before that game? like unbelievable. Like I got -3 points from my kicker, my defense. And I scored 164. I mean,
oh my
God. It's really a testament to how deep my team was this year. I feel like Jameson Williams he was receiver 23 this year, averaged 14.5. I don't think I started him, but maybe 1 or 2 weeks all season. I was a deep team this year. Marvin Harrison Jr. Had a good week as well. He was receiver number. He averaged 11 points a game. I mean, my receiver position is probably the deepest of anybody, honestly.
I would have loved to have Kevin Kloss on here at the same time so we could have talked about this matchup with
the,
man, with all three of us.
He had a good squad.
Yes, he did have a good squad. He did have a good team. Baker got
your team wasn't scrubs like he was saying. You lied a little bit on that one.
Shout out to you, Kevin, and shout out to Kyle Orton also for inspiring what I would believe the motivation and the determination in Kyle Orton Memorial Squad to get them to the championship through the smoke and mirrors, regardless, whatever you have to say, Kevin. But let me break this down real quick as far as like the numbers and exactly what happened, guys, because this is championship weekend and this is the championship episode. So we are here. This is what we are doing. Who wants to smoke 164.76 to 141.8? We had Baker Mayfield with 34.56, 359 yards and 5 touchdowns for Who Wants to Smoke, leading them to maybe leading them, maybe not. T. Higgins with 40.1, 11 catches, 131 yards and 3 touchdowns for himself as well over there in Cincinnati. Ladd McConkey with 29.4, 8 catches, 94 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And then we had a standout performance from Bucky Irving with 23 points with 113 yards.
I love Bucky, man. He's one of my favorite players.
He absolutely won me a championship, too. So we'll talk about that over here on the other segment with the second league that we talk about.
For next year, which is crazy.
That is crazy. Him and Jahmyr Gibbs are gonna be very, yes, very highly sought after next year.
Yes, absolutely.
And then of course, guys, Josh Allen with 22.98, a standout performance from Kyle Orton Memorial. We also had Puka Nacua with 22.9, 10 catches, 129 yards. Amon-Ra St. Brown with 20 points, 8 catches, 60 yards, and a touchdown. And then a little head nod to Garrett Wilson, 17.6, 7 catches, 66 yards, and a touchdown. You know, DeAndre Swift with 12.1, matching James Cook for you. Who Wants to Smoke? 12.1 to 11.3. We had Tyjae Spears matching J.K. Dobbins, 15.3 to 13.3. This truly came down to just an exhibition between skills players through and through through the air. We had y'all's quarterbacks 35 points, 23 points, your receivers 40 and 23, 29 and 20, tight ends match up 14.6 to 14.8. Y'all's flex matched up 23 to 17.6. And then, of course, your defense and special teams absolutely just deciding to just check out. They didn't show up to the game. You could basically say that you benched two players and you still won the championship. We had a absolute classic and absolute legendary matchup. Mike Ortiz was telling us in the 3DFFL community group chat. Are you guys following this? I know Brooklyn was. I was watching it. it was something to follow, and it was a great matchup, an instant classic in my opinion. 141.18 points, as you talked about, is enough to win most leagues, but with a performance like 164.76 points, Dylan Turpin, congratulations, and you are the 3DFFL Season 3 champion, and I hope you had a good year. I hope you had fun. I hope it was fun for you.
Absolutely. This is definitely one of my favorite leagues to play in because honestly, we have a bunch of people that take it seriously, that has fun with it, you know. It's a deep league this year. I was the 5 seed, and I was able to come through in the playoffs to win it.
And as we talked about, it comes down to those little things. It comes down to the trades. It comes down to the waiver wire picks there at the end. It comes down to being absolutely locked in for the last 4 weeks and knowing matchups, knowing who's going to be playing for their team, who locked up playoff spots, who clinched divisions. It is an absolute nightmare. But to those of us who can get through it, to those of us who do get through it, and Dylan Turpin, you yourself, you are the official champion for the 3DFFL season number 3. But that about concludes the episode. Concludes that portion of the episode. The next thing we're gonna talk about, as you know, is the final standings projections, because we're gonna talk about again how you were the 5 seed. Not the 1 seed, not the 2 seed, from the middle of the pack, scratched your way all the way there. So, Dylan, pull up go ahead and come to the standings tab, or the standings down here below the tabs, and we will talk about that. In zone 3, we had, actually, this was your division, Dylan, so go ahead and go through zone 3 for me.
Absolutely. Zone 3 really represented this year.
Yes, it did.
Who Wants to Smoke, 8-6. Prison Mike's team was 8-6. Tizzlebun was 6-7-1. Florida Boy was 3-11. I mean, all of us was really competitive. You know, looking back at Tizzlebun, His team was the high scoring team in our league, and it didn't make the playoffs this year.
Wow, fantasy football.
Yeah, it's fantasy football for you. Like I'd be really mad if that was me.
It happens to him every time he plays in my personal league, in my family and friends league. The second segment that we're gonna talk about happens to him every time. Drafts the highest scoring team, just gets to the playoffs, or. You're out in the first, second, or the championship. Oh, I don't think he's made the championship, so even more frustrating. So, Tizzlebun's first year, as he talked about, Zone 3 really represented taking 1, 2, 3, 4 spots in the playoffs out of the 6. As everybody knows, 50% of the teams go to the playoffs. In Zone D, or where, as I confessed, self-proclaimed Zone DIG after I won the division, 9-5. The 3DFFL coming in first. Number 2 was Drinking from the Cup, Michael McMahon at 8-6. Number 3 was Star Gang Mary Williams, 7-6. The first team in Zone D to be eliminated. And we had 2 teams from Zone D representing in the playoffs. And, low-key, I had a little bit of a bias. I was low-key rooting for Drinking from the Cup because somebody was going to do it from our division. Only 2 people entering the playoffs was absolutely insane. But, hey, your guys' division did what they were supposed to do, and they showed up to play. So now we know where the killers are. We have number 4, the reigning champion from 3DFFL season number 2. We had Hawk Tua, another championship, who changed his name towards the end of the season to Hawk Tua, another shit show. And here we are, or Hawk Tua shit show. So a lot of bad things happening for Keith over there. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Keith, we all hope you're okay with your injury and stuff like that. And one thing I do want to say about Keith is he told me to trade Travis Kelce a long time ago, back in the mock draft episode number zero, before we even got started with the actual weeks of the podcast. He told me that it might have been the year that Travis Kelce fell off. I listened to him. I believed him. Just didn't make the trade, guys. I wasn't able to make it happen. But the five seed in zone D was mixing things up. Sam Jones, 5-9. And then, of course, we had Gus Empire. The Gus Empire in the sixth seed at 4-10. So, very, very competitive league. Very competitive teams. A lot of people who showed up who, you know, knew what they wanted, needed to do. And, man, I was very, very, very impressed with the output of competition, the output of, you know, interaction, engagement throughout the year in the group chats, the communities continuing to grow. Dylan, I would assume, you know, that I would presume that you would be back next year to...
I'm absolutely back, yes, sir.
I love to hear it, and I'm really glad to hear that. There is no way that you can't come back to defend your crown. So, congratulations, man. The next thing we're going to talk about is the power rankings, and we're going to talk about the way everything started and the way everything finished, because this is a championship episode. So this is the final standings projection segment. This is Fantasy Football Power Rankings presented by Snickers, guys. As you know, we had teams who overperformed. The teams who overperformed the most for the year were the Signs and Sports Podcast, jumping up from number 11 on draft day to number 2 final projection. Didn't end up getting there, guys. I think I ended up getting 4th place, but that is okay. We'll get to that actually as well, Dylan. So everybody pump your brakes, because we're going to talk about, you know, the actual official results of how this thing cracked up and ended up turning out. So another team who overperformed was Kyle Orton Memorial, overperforming 9 spots from the number 12 seed. From the number 12 seed, ladies and gentlemen, then let's all just give, you know, Kevin Kloss a little bit of acknowledgement. From the 12 seed all the way to the championship, what a year. Congratulations to Kevin. You know, he fought all the way to the end. 140 points. Would have won him a lot of championships. Unfortunately, not this one, where Dylan Turpin showed up and said, "Who wants a smoke?" and put out 165. So the final team who overperformed the most was the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, overperforming from the number 6 seed, expected to finish number 1. Underperforming, had a rough year, the Gus Empire. Maybe your team needs a Snicker, Gus, because they are not you when they are hungry. Underperforming 9 spots all the way from the number 2 spot on draft day, expected to finish 11th, you know, as of this week. And if I'm not mistaken, he finished 11th or 12th. So that one was accurate. But guys, this was the power rankings. The next thing we're going to talk about, Dylan, let me know if you have the league history tab there to look at.
I do got it, yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead and follow me into that tab. As everybody knows, the 3DFFL Season 3 was made last year, and we actually
I was in the championship game last year and lost.
You were in the championship. You were here last year too, right?
Yeah, I lost the championship game. My team had it done before, but that last year.
Oh, man. Okay, so, a little comeback story, redemption story. I wish you would have said that at the beginning.
Well, I actually forgot about it until I just looked at it. I was like, oh, yeah, I was in the championship game last year.
Oh, man, okay. Well, there you go, guys. Adding the drama into the story, that is the Dylan Turpin Who Wants to Smoke championship run. You know, coming back from revenge from last year where he was in the championship and, you know, did not complete it. Lost to Keith Dyer. You know, it was Lions fan team No Smoke versus Who Wants to Smoke. And it was the Who Wants to Smoke championship between the person who said who wants it and the person who said I don't want to smoke. So it was a great year last year. Yeah, like I said, because the first year, man, first year, we didn't know what we were doing. Like, I was asking people, like, you know, hey, you know, here, if you want to play in the league, here's our Cash App. People were like, Cash App? Like, whoa, what are you talking about? I didn't learn about League Safe till year two. You know what I mean? So, year two is when this thing really started, and year two is officially year one. So that was 2023. 2024, guys, we have, as we talked about, Dylan Turpin, the 3DFFL season three champion, coming in first place. In second place, runner up, we have Kyle Orton Memorial. And then in third place, we have the chosen one, Terrence Pryor. The official standings for the league from number 1 to number 12, we had Who Wants to Smoke at number 1 at 8-6. Kyle Orton Memorial, number 2 at 9-5. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, at number 3 at 10-4. The 3DFFL at 9-5. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, 10-4 at number 3. The 3DFFL, 9-5 at number 4. Drinking from the Cup, 8-6 at number 5. Prison Mike Squad, 8-6 at number 6. Tizzle Bun and Star Gang Mary Williams kicking each other out of the playoffs. 6-7-1 for Tizzle Bun, and Star Gang Mary Williams, 7-6-1. We got Mixing Things Up at number 9, 5-9. Hawk 2 A Shit Season, formerly Hawk 2 Another Championship, number 10 at 6-8. Gus Empire at number 11, 4-10. And then, of course, Florida Boy at number 12, 3-11. Most wins, the Superlatives, the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, 10. Longest win streak, Drinking from the Cup, with 7 from Michael McMahon. Longest losing streak, Gus Empire, with 6. And the biggest blowout on the season was Drinking from the Cup, 142.06 points to Florida Boy, 53.66. So that now, Dylan Turpin, wraps up the championship episode for the championship segment for the 3DFFL for season number 3. You are the champion for the 3DFFL season number 3. I just want to make sure, Dylan, did you receive your money?
I sure did.
All right, perfect. And, what was that?
You go ahead, my bad.
Okay, I'm just glad because in this league we had full commissioner control over the league safe payout. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the payout was made within hours of the game finishing, or not the game finishing, but the next morning when I woke up. So that one was paid out. Of course, we had a couple issues with the $50 leagues where we had a vote at the beginning. Some people were uncomfortable with commissioner complete control. They decided to do majority of approval. We had trouble reaching out to people to get the votes for that. So guys, breaking news: next year we are not doing leagues majority approval. That's commissioner. That's commissioner rule. I learned a lot of lessons.
Too much time and effort.
Yeah, I learned my lesson. We're verified on League Safe now. We got an incredible payout rating. So you know everything's good on our end. We don't want to take Absolutely. Anybody's money. We are more concerned about creating a community that people can enjoy, that they can be a part of, and that they can see themselves a part of for a long time. Because Dylan Turpin, we are just starting, you know, so.
That's right, that's right.
So, yes, sir, I appreciate you for being on the podcast. As you know, before we get off of the podcast, I would like to just turn the platform over to you for a second and just give you a chance to say whatever it is you want to say about, you know, anything. So, go ahead.
Absolutely. Kevin's team was really, really good. A reminder that when you draft a team, that may not be the final product, you know. I always say, and I think it's really true in fantasy football, drafting is 30% of winning fantasy football. the other 70% is trades and free agents or waiver wires. You know, that's really how you win championships. You gotta make smart moves. Sometimes it's luck. All honesty, you know.
Yeah, honestly, sometimes it's straight luck. Sometimes it's knowing exactly what you're doing. And even when you think you know exactly what you're doing, sometimes fantasy football will fantasy football all over you. So
exactly.
So, Dylan, like I said, man, I hope you enjoyed your time here with the platform. We do hope to see you again next year. As you know, we have the Discord that we're going to be doing Madden tournaments. We're going to be doing GTA servers. We're going to be doing NCAA tournaments. We're going to be doing franchises. We're going to keep that thing active throughout the off season. That way, you know, you guys have something that you guys want to come back to. So, you know, I'm sure we will be keeping in touch in there. And, I don't know if you game, but if you do, we'll be hosting plenty of gaming sessions for, you know, whoever plays whatever. I don't know.
I'll play some Madden now.
All right. I look forward to it. But Dylan, thank you for being on the podcast. It was great talking to you and, you know, I'll talk to you soon in the group chat. Congratulations, champ.
I appreciate it, brother. And it's a fun league this year. I can't wait for next year.
All right. We'll catch you later, Dylan. All right, guys. Dylan, give me one second. Let me close this out real quick. All right, guys, that was Dylan Turpin, and that was the championship episode of the 3DFFL season number 3. And since it was the championship episode of the 3DFFL season number 3, guys, we are going to play a rerun song, a song that I just dropped a music video for on Facebook. You can check it out at Designed Individually Gifted. This is Trophy by DIG, produced by Chach with the Heat, if you like it. Guys, go check out the music video, the official music video on Facebook at Designed Individually Gifted. You can also find it on the True Rumble, T-R-U-E. And then, of course, you can find all my music on Spotify at DIG. Again, guys, this is Trophy. Congratulations to Dylan Turpin, the champion of the league, the champion of the 3DFFL season number 3. And, yeah, this is Trophy by DIG, produced by Chach with the Heat. And guys, we'll catch you on the other side.
What you know about Chach with the Heat?
Not a damn thing!
Nice girl, turn to model, she know me, she do her thing for the gram. She pop out with me, look like a trophy, she know her role. She look like a trophy, she dripping gold. She shining like she a trophy, and she a nice girl, turn to model, she know me, she do her thing for the gram. She pop out with me, look like a trophy, she know her role. She look like a trophy, she dripping gold. Shining like she a trophy, a superstar. She love the light, she knows we'll take it far. And she don't even want the fame, she don't care nothing about no Bentley cars. She knows I need her, she knows I complete her. She knows her heart ain't the same when I block her and I delete her. 2024, I killed the feature. Did it all for the team, do it all for the city. Yeah, I do it all for the scene. Pop out with a baddie, I swear I'm far from average. I swear I do this forever, so give me what I'm demanding. She love to FaceTime, ass on my waistline. Watch me 360 hit that dunk from the baseline. She don't waste time, we have a great time. She know I'm sending the limo when she drunk, and she know she can't drive. My baby, ooh, she more valuable than that Bentley coupe. I swear to God, her friend so bad, sometimes I want her too. Then I remember, I go back to December. She know the real from the fake, and I'm the number one contender, Nice girl, turn to model, she know me, she do her thing for the gram. She pop out with me, look like a trophy, she know her role. She look like a trophy, she dripping gold. She shining like she a trophy, and she a nice girl, turn to model, she know me, she do her thing for the gram. She pop out with me, look like a trophy, she know her role. She look like a trophy, she dripping gold. Shining like she a trophy, she doing business, she been getting into fitness. She got potential, damn, that's something to witness. She got her own, she miss independent. And I swear everybody want her attention except for me though. I'm still in the studio late night like casinos. Get cash for every verse, so I don't do this shit for free no more. Everybody know the name that one day they gon' see on tour. Never been complicated, easy as I just want more. That's my baby, she my right hand, my lady. Look like Madonna and got a girlfriend that's driving me crazy. I'm MVP and my main bitch, man, she way out your league. Like she the trophy when she bend down and present it to me. Like we ain't came to waste our time. True to dream team starting five. You can see the look in my eyes. My bitch bad, she by my side. And I love the way she think. Stuck on chasing all these dreams. Make a meal off of 16. Bring that back and feed the streets. Nice girl, turn the model. She know me, she do her thing for the gram. She pop out with me, look like a trophy. She know her role. She look like a trophy, she dripping gold. Shining like she a trophy. And a nice girl turned a model. She know me, she do her thing for the gram. She pop out with me, look like a trophy. She know her role. She look like a trophy, she dripping gold. Shining like she a trophy. And she a
All right, guys, welcome back, and this is the championship segment of the league. This is where we talk about D and DIG's personal family and football league. This is, guys, this one's going to be a lot shorter than the other one because, as you know, that was the championship weekend of the actual money league, the big boy league. But this is a league where we decide who gets a ring. So, that was Trophy by DIG. You can find it on Spotify at DIG, or you can find it on YouTube at TRUE, or you can find it on YouTube at just typing in, you know, Trophy by DIG, True, or whatever the case may be. But guys, that was it. If you like it, Spotify at DIG. If you like it, watch it on Facebook at Designed Individually Gifted. Follow Gifted and Gorgeous. Follow Mia Made It. Mia Made It will be getting a brand new page of her own on Spotify, where her 30 episodes that she's already recorded will be put over there. And if you like wrestling, you can go and you can listen to that. We also have the Not Just a Voice podcast, where we may or may not be transitioning the interview episodes that we do on this podcast to the Not Just a Voice episode, and you guys can listen to them over there. So here in 2025, guys, we might have 3 podcasts up and running. Go follow Not Just a Voice on Facebook as well. And yeah, that's about it, guys. Thank you. What am I talking about? I'm over here closing the episode like if this is like if this is the end. Let me just tell you right now who wins. I'm just kidding. All right, guys, what we're going to talk about is round one of the playoffs. We're going to do a more swift review of this one because obviously the person who won is already here. So round one, we had 2 Infinity and Bijan in the number 1 seed at 11-3 with the first bye. Number 2 seed, we had Gifted and Gorgeous 10-4. With the second bye, and the 2 wild card matchups were the number 5 seed Strange Animals meeting for the 3rd time with the clean sweep 112.44 to Design Gifted number 4 9-5 121.6. The second matchup we had was the number 6 seed Flame Boys 7-7 taking on the number 3 seed Quater Tots 9-5 133.8 for Quater Tots taking down Flame Boys in his first year. Moving on to the second round, we had Design Gifted, the number 4 seed, continuing with a similar path as Mr. Dylan Turpin, taking on the number 1 seed from the 4th seed at 9-5, the number 1 seed 11-3, 2 Infinity and Bijan. The second matchup we're going to talk about is the number 3 seed Quater Tots taking on the number 2 seed in the Queen of the League finale. The number 3 seed Quater Tots 9-5 taking on the number 2 seed Gifted and Gorgeous 10-4. Quater Tots taking the victory 120.06 to 95.32 and continuing on her search for a championship, for her first ring, and for revenge in the final episode I mean, the final matchup of the Queen of the League, the Queen of the League contest, you know. So 120.06 to 95.32. The next matchup we're going to talk about, the number 4 seed Design Gifted at 9-5, taking on the number 1 seed To Infinity and Bijan, 11-3. The number 4 seed Design Gifted with the huge upset in the playoffs in round number 2, 147.36 to 136.3. Moving on to the championship round, it ended up being the number 4 and number 3 seed, similar to the number 3 and number 5 seed, almost similarly, but in the 3D double FL. But in round number 3, we had the championship episode. We have the championship weekend, and this is exactly what we are here to talk about, guys. We got Design Gifted taking on Quater Tots. We had games, standout performances from Justin Herbert. Let me read out the lineups first and foremost. Design Gifted with Justin Herbert, Saquon Barkley, Jamar Chase, Mike Evans, Charles Okonkwo, Bucky Irvin, Buda Baker, Cincinnati's defense, and Jason Sanders. Quater Tots fielding Joe Burrow, Tyjae Spears, Puka Nacua, AJ Brown, George Kittle, Kyler Murray, Eric Kendricks, Denver's defense, and Kyahmi Fairbairn. Sorry guys, I put my gum back in my mouth if y'all hear that. Let me take that out. Sorry, that was during the break. But all right, guys. But yeah, that was the matchup. Kyahmi Fairbairn starting her out similarly to the championship episode over there with 0 points on a Thursday night. Standout performances, we had Justin Herbert with 24.44, 281 yards and 3 touchdowns. We had Saquon Barkley with 19 points, 167 yards. Jamar Chase with 19 points, 9 catches, 102 yards. Mike Evans with a giant game, and arguably paired along with just everybody else on my lineup who did what they had to do, 29.7 points leading my lineup in scoring. 8 catches, 97 yards, 2 touchdowns. Charles Okonkwo doing what I needed him to do, although he didn't do as good as what Kyle Pitts or Travis Kelce would have done. Oh no, I don't have Travis Kelce here, but yeah, still nonetheless doing the job, only doing less by 2 points. And it was let's go through the matchups. Let's go through them first before I get to the score. Yeah, Bucky Irvin also giving me a very good game and leading the way with 113 yards, 23 points. He has 4 catches for 77 yards to go along with that, which is another 11 points. Quater Tots had standout performances, 36.98 from Joe Burrow. Tyjae Spears, 13.3 with 95 yards. Puka Nacua with 23, 10 catches, 129. AJ Brown, 3 catches, 36 yards and a touchdown for 12.6. George Kittle, 19.2, 8 catches and 112. And similarly, as we talked about, guys, to earlier, CeeDee Lamb being on a championship roster and not making it to the champ, you know, not making it to be able to play because of injury. George Kittle, 19.2, as we talked about, 8 catches, 112. Kyler Murray with 16.0. Eric Kendricks, 9 points. Denver's defense, 3. And Kyahmi Fairbairn. My defense had 4. And Jason Sanders had 10 to go along with my defense and special teams. Defensive player, Buda Baker, with 9 points. My lineup was just on, guys. It was just on. 150.14 to 130.02 in the matchup, in the rematch in championship weekend from 3 years ago, from 2021, Design Gifted and Quater Tots facing off for the second time, and Design Gifted coming away with the win and getting my second ring, boys. You know what I'm saying? We talked about it all year. We talked about I was going to get my ring. I was going to get my second ring. And the next thing I'm coming for, guys, is my third ring. Because guess what? I have been to the championship in this league 4 years straight, and I could have won all 4. I gave it to Brandon. I gave it to my brother, and here I am. I took it from Herm. So, guys, winners do what winners do. I'm just kidding. I'm just messing around with y'all. I'm just trolling. I'm just teasing. Congratulations to all the competitors. Congratulations to Herm for getting there again. Big games from Joe Burrow with 36.98 with 412 yards, 4 total touchdowns. Puka Nacua, 10 catches, 129 yards, as I talked about. George Kittle, 8 catches for 112. Kyler with 321 yards and a touchdown. Big games. Justin Herbert, 24 points. Jamar, 20. Saquon, 19. Mike Evans, 29. Bucky Irving, 20. It was a giant championship matchup weekend, guys. And that is what we were here to talk about. The final standings for the league in the East. We had Candyland, 2 Infinity, and Bijan with the 1 seed, 11-3. We had Quater Tots in the number 2, 9-5. We had Flame Boys at number 3, 7-7. We had Mahomes Alone, number 4, at 5-9. And Watts on Wax Off at number 4 as well, tied at 5-9. In the West in Boomtown, we had Gifted and Gorgeous clinching the division, number 1, 10-4. We have Design Gifted, number 2, 9-5. Strange Animals, number 3, 8-6. And then we had Team No Fine Please, 4-10-4, and Team Bro Dog continuing his second consecutive Super Bowl hangover season. I don't know what's going on there, Brandon. Your team needs 15 Snickers, bro, if that's the case. But shout out to the competitors. Like I said, winning the league from the 9-5 spot, as I've always talked about. It's one of my favorite records to go into the championship with. If I go 9-5, I feel very confident. The power rankings, guys, overperforming. We have had Gifted and Gorgeous. Draft Day expected to be number 10 in the league, ended up being in week 17 she was projected to finish number 2. Also overperforming, we had 2 Infinity and Bijan overperforming 7 spots from draft day number 8, week 17 expected to win. And then Design Gifted overperforming from number 9 to number 4 in week number 17. Underperforming, permanent resident of the underperforming catalog, the maybe your team needs a Snicker, maybe your team needs 15, Brandon, like I talked about, underperforming 7 spots from number 3 to number 10. The last thing that we're going to talk about, guys, is the league history and the official standings. For this league, guys, my average finishing position is 3rd. This league has been going on for about 5 seasons. I have won 2 championships, 4 top 3 finishes, I told y'all, 4 playoff appearances, and 4 top 5 finishes. So in 5 seasons, 72 matchups, my win percentage is 60%, 43 wins. In 2020, I had 6. This is just fun for me right here. This is just me talking and just, you know, getting through the rest of the episode. I've never seen this tab. So 6 wins in 2020. 10 wins in 2021 when I first won my first one. 9 wins in 2022, made it back to the championship. 9 wins in 23, made it back to the championship. 9 wins in 24, made it back to the championship. And here we are again, guys, with the second championship win for Design Gifted. 29 losses, 7 in 2020, 5 in 21, 6 in 22, 6 in 23, and 5 in 24. Average points per matchup, 125.3. My 2 championship seasons, I scored 1,900 points and 1,700 points. What a big difference. My highest scoring season was 2023 with 1,955. Highest matchup score was the matchup 8 for 2022 was 180.52 points. My lowest matchup score was 60.8. Oh, but that was per year. Oh, this is cool, guys. It was total. My bad. It was total, guys. Easiest opponent, penalty boys, Noe Diaz. Against him, I'm 3-0. Here we go. Yeah, no, I no longer know what I'm looking at here. This is just a really cool tab. Sorry, guys. I kind of got into more than I should have. But like I said, 2 championship wins, 4 playoff appearances, top 3 finishes, 4. All-time record, 43-29. Total matchups played, seasons played, 5. The official championship of the 3DFFL. The next thing we're going to talk about, guys, is the official breakdown of the official standings for the year. The final standings. First place, we had Design Gifted, 9-5. In second place, we had Quater Tots, the runner-up, 9-5. Third place, we had Gifted and Gorgeous, 10-4. Fourth place, we had Two Infinity and Bijan, 11-3. Fifth place, we had Strange Animals, 8-6. Sixth place, we had Flame Boys, 7-7. Seventh place, we had Mahomes Alone, 5-9. Watts On Wax Off, we in eighth place at 5-9 as well. Team Bro Dog in ninth place at 2-12. And Team No Fine Please at 4-10 at number 10. So, guys, that was the final, you know, the superlatives, most wins to Infinity and Bijan. Longest win streak to Infinity and Bijan tied with Quater Tots at 6. Longest losing streak goes to the permanent resident of the underperforming bracket, Team Bro Dog, at 7. And the biggest blowout was Design Gifted, 169.22 to 72.96 in week 12. Guys, this has been the championship episode. This is the final episode of the podcast. This is the final episode of the league. It's a little bittersweet. I'm going to miss you guys till next year. I'm going to miss doing this podcast until next year. I know I was tired there for the last couple, for the last few episodes. Guys, that podcast fatigue is a real thing. Today, I got myself out of bed. It was championship weekend. It was easy to jump on here. Thank you to Dylan Turpin. Thank you to Mike Ortiz. Thank you to Brooklyn. Thank you to Kevin Kloss. Thank you to Keith Dyer. Thank you to everybody who, Gus Sempire. Thank you to everybody who jumped on the podcast with us this year. And thank you to everybody who contributed, helped contribute. Thank you to everybody who participated in the democratic system of the voting process. And guys, this is my goodbye too. So I guess for once, you know, the platform is mine to just say whatever it is I would like to say. And whatever that is, guys, go out there, do whatever it is that you feel comfortable doing. Sometimes don't be scared to step out of your comfort zone, because that might be where there is the most growth. Sometimes things are scary. They're only scary because you think you can't do them. Once you figure out you can do them, you start realizing that there is no stopping, because it's just one thing after another, one idea after another. Keep branching out, keep connecting, keep networking. Guys, this is year 3 of the podcast, and it's the most successful year we've made so far. We figured out a payment model, a payout scale that works for us, works for everybody. The amount of work that goes into this, you know, it's not a joke. We do take it serious. We appreciate you guys. We really appreciate you guys for participating, supporting us, being here, having our back when, you know, people were coming at us during the recruitment process. Saw a lot of you guys in the comments, and I can't wait to see you guys in Discord. So we got a lot of things coming soon, guys. I got 2 EPs, one coming in January 21st. That's Fallen Foul. And then I got Donald Trump dropping on January 21st as well. I'm sorry, it was Donald Trump, the single, dropping on January 21st. Fallen Foul dropping January 31st. And Pretty Girls Like Superstars, the EP, dropping in February as well. So got plenty of music coming, guys. We don't stop. That's one thing about us, is we're not stopping. So, you know, that's something you can hang your hat on, is we'll be here next year even heavier with more team members, with more people, with more posts, more experience, more intelligence, more knowledge on how to do this. Guys, this thing is only going to continue growing. We appreciate you being here. We really, 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 really hope that you guys are here for the long ride. We hope that you guys are here for the long haul, because this is only year 3 and we took an astronomical step from year number 2. And I cannot even fathom the things that we're going to do going into year 4, where we plan to incorporate Madden aspects into our fantasy football league. Dynasty season is around the corner, guys. you know, those of you who want to do a dynasty league, reach out to us. We will get that set up. We're going to continue getting that set up. I'm going to start putting people into a group chat. I'll start figuring out who's going to be in it. And, you know, in that dynasty league, it might be a little more expensive, you know, to do the dynasty league. It's a lot more work. Plus, there's going to be more added. Like I said, we're going to use the Madden. We're going to use the Madden game to kind of incorporate that aspect and make our fantasy football teams a little bit more real. I'll customize rosters and I'll, you know, make your fantasy football team your Madden team. We'll run a franchise and, you know, we'll talk about that, you know, and we'll have that to do during the season as well, once a week. So, guys, thank you for tuning in. This has been the 3DFFL season number 3. This is week number 17, and this is championship weekend, guys. We got through the season. This is the last time I'm going to talk to you guys until y'all hear me again on Mia Made It. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you guys. I can't thank y'all enough. Donations at Signs and Sports Podcast, and we're out of here, guys. I'll talk to y'all next year, and Happy New Year. I will talk to you on the next one, whenever that is. See you later, guys.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rilo of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat, on YouTube at Chach with the heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment.